If you've been here today, you're probably going to be really tired at me always complaining about these tables. During the talk, please don't touch the tables. Decide if you want them up or down. They may make a lot of sound. During Q&A, please remain seated unless you absolutely have to leave. If you have to leave, please do so quietly so we respect the speaker who's traveling here without we having to pay anything, right? That's a lot of commitment. Next up is Ricardo Castro, who's going to talk about what we can learn from Formula One incident management. Very excited about this topic.
Can I get started in a minute or so we get a clean cut?
Okay, let's wait a minute or so. So, first of all, let's start by thanking everyone for being here, seeing so many people. And the talk is about incident management and Formula One. So I'm assuming you guys are very interested in incidents, not Formula One, right? So that's my assumption. So, let's give it a minute. Like this? It's better? Yeah, can speak louder. So let's give it a go. So thank you everyone, my name is Ricardo. This talk is in the monitoring and observability room, but it is slightly different from what you've been having up until now. So I work for a product company, so incidents are a thing that we focus a lot and it are very important for us. So as most things in software engineering, which is a very recent engineering practice when we compare to other types of engineering, there's a lot that we can learn from other areas, right? So for example, if we're thinking about patterns like bulkheads, it comes from the shipping industry. When we talk about canary deployments, it comes from the mining industry. So if we start looking at other industries, what can we learn from that? So today we're going to start by analyzing a specific incident during an F1 race. And we're going to see like the things that they put in practice, the things that they do, and what we can learn from that. So either we like it or not, F1 is one of the most demanding engineering practices in the world, right? So they can win or lose a championship by 1,000th of a second. So that's how critical that is. So 1,000th of a second is the difference between becoming first or second. So they're really precise on things. And they're basically striping a human being to an engine, right? That's all they do. And all the aerodynamics is to make it go fast. That's basically it. So when they have an incident, what do they do? So let's pick a specific incident that happened in 2020, and let's see the bunch of things that they did to actually make it successful. And at the end, I'll promise I'll show you what the success was. So I'm going to show you like 15 to 20 second videos. I don't know if we have audio or not, but all the videos have subtitles, so it should be fine. So let's start by setting a stage and understanding what the incident was. So we don't have sound, but I'll narrate. So basically, this is a race in Hungary in 2020. This is Max Verstappen. For those who don't know who Max Verstappen is, he's currently a four-time world champion. At this point in his career, he didn't have any world champions yet. But it was probably the first year where Red Bull was actually a challenger to Mercedes, and there was some kind of pressure to actually perform. This is the third race in the championship. So basically what happened? So Max is challenging Mercedes and Lewis Hamilton, who probably most of you know, for the world title. He didn't have his best qualifying. He qualified seventh. So if he wants to continue to challenge, he has to do a very good race. He needs to get him somewhere in the podium. So he has to at least get four places during the race. On Sunday, during the formation lap, which is the lap that the drivers use to get their tires warm, so tire temperature is a very critical thing in Formula One. So if it's too cold, they can drive fast. If it's too hot, they're burning rubber too fast, which means they need to go to a lot more times to change those tires. So what happens during the formation lap? Cold weather. So Max is trying to put his tires as hot as possible, but there's also a lot of rain in the track. Max goes too deep into a corner, and what happens? Brakes lock, and he goes into a barrier. So if you notice, and I'll just put it again just for context, if you notice, the moment he brakes, or the moment he crashes, there's a timer counting on top. And I'll explain what that timer is in a second. So he's braking, tires lock, he goes into a barrier, 22 minutes. I'll explain in a second what that means, right? So first thing that we need to have on incidents. We need to make fast decisions with limited information, right? So you're in the middle of a CEV1, there's an outage, you don't have time to get all the data, right? You'll have partial information and you need to make fast decisions. Let's see what they did. Let's see what was one of their problems. So they're trying to make a decision here. I'll let the video play. It's like 15 seconds. So, setting the stage again. They have 22 minutes to get the car ready to race, right? And they have to make the decision. They do a pit lane start, which means that they put the car on the pit lane. They have all their tools there. They have all the mechanics. Everything is there. But they will start last. So all the cars will go out, and Max will start last. So it will mean that he will probably have to overtake over 20 cars just to make it on a podium. Or they put it on the track, but they have to fix it there. So they have to take all their tooling there, everything there, mechanics, tools, front wing, but they lose 4 minutes. Why is that? Because 4 minutes before the race, all the four tires need to be on the ground. So it means that they just lose four minutes, and they have to take the car off the grid, right? That's a problem. And they need to do a decision. They only have telemetry data. So a Formula One car probably has thousands of sensors. They had a lot of telemetry data, but no one looked at the car. At this point, no one. They assume there's a suspension brake, front wing to change, and they need to make a decision. And they make a decision. So we're going to the grid, and we're going to do everything there. So when we're talking about fast decisions with limited information, so we need to make decisions that are decisively, even if we don't have the full picture. So what we want to do, so we want to minimize the impact. So we need to act fast to stop small problems from getting too big. So in this example, it's probably not the best examples, but if you have a CEV1, most of the times you need to make a fast decision before things get too big and you're over your head. You also need to protect your customers, right? So maybe you're operating in the finance industry, and if you don't do something, your customers are losing money, right? So that's something that you need to do quickly. Maybe you need to